So we're just going to jam more into our day. So what did we do? We disrupted our circadian rhythms. We sacrificed an hour and a half of sleep, and we jammed in more yang oriented smashing activities before we go to work all day and smash the things. Mm-hmm. Okay. We can do that sometimes, but for most people, you're not David Goggins. You think you are, but you're not. So burning the candle at both ends like that is just going to make you go. But, so sleep is one of the things we undercook. So, all right, we have our fast group ride on maybe, you know, or intervals on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And if you're riding indoors, you get bored. So you do a trainer road or a Zwift and you go really hard. So it becomes like, bam, bam, all this short, intense stuff. All right. And then Friday we'll say is easy. Maybe you go for a lunch ride with your buddy. And then Saturday is sometimes a 2 or 3 hour group ride, but more often it's a 5 or 6 hour group ride because it's Saturday and you're free for the weekend. Woohoo. And then Sunday is like, ooh, we're recovering and licking our wounds. Or if you're a stubborn bastard, then you're out for another 4 or 5 hours on Sunday. So what do we get? We get this massive disproportionate expenditure. We have 3 or 4,000 kJs, 5,000 kJs on 1 or 2 days of the weekend. And I'm willing to bet that most of the Tuesday hangover fatigue is because athletes do not fuel the tank correspondingly and they're in a negative energy balance on Tuesday. Like, do you know how much more food you have to eat Saturday night and Sunday morning and Sunday night to recover from 10,000 kJs over the weekend or 8,000 kJs of work over the weekend over baseline, which a different discussion is whether that's a healthy training cycle, whether that weekend warrior training hit is really great for you or not. You know, I already gave myself a hall pass because I've been doing this forever. So blah, 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 blah. Look at me. I'm neat. But I mean, there is an old man strength thing in cycling for sure. And I also, I'll tell you, after years of getting dropped by, you know, Mario Cipollini and everyone else at the Tour of Georgia, like I've become a ninja at hiding in a Peloton. So when I go on a group ride for 4.5 hours on a Saturday and I need to hide, I can hide. Mm-hmm. Right. And that's not, I'm not blowing sunshine up my own skirt here. This is a skill that was born out of necessity for survival in a Peloton. But so it can impact me a lot less than it can someone else who's out there chewing more wind or maybe in the wrong gear at the wrong moment or doing whatever they're doing on their group rides. So I think people under fuel on the Saturday night, like it's an extra whole meal. Mm-hmm. But if you're riding your bike for 6 hours during the day, you ate breakfast, you ate your oatmeal and your, maybe your egg or two eggs, hopefully a little bit of fat and protein in there. And then you went and rode all day and you maybe had your gels or your ginger cookies or whatever you ate, your Pop-Tarts or whatever you ate on the bike. Hopefully something a little less processed and a little more whole foodish.
I was like, damn, wait, what are these recommendations that Colby's giving right now?
These are not recommendations. These are common things I witness.
Okay.
Okay. And then you come home and you're like, oh, I'm really hungry. And you have, I don't know what, your avocado toast, or hopefully not your protein shake, but that would be a common thing. Your recovery shake. I'll say it right here. Like the best recovery food is actual food. Have a turkey sandwich, have some rice with a little bit of fish. Then
go on that for a second. Though. Why no shake?
Yeah. There's a basic rule for me in diet, which is if you can't find it on a farm or in a forest or in a lake or an ocean, you really should eat as little of it as possible.
Okay.
And what is a shake if not the most refined food on the planet? Refined foods are always your first choice. The exception for that, there is an exception, and this is where endurance sports really turns people's head into a pretzel, is when you are racing or training really hard. I'm talking like light speed stuff, like race day, Unbound, whatever, Gila. At that moment, the single most important fuel for you is straight sugar. And the harder and longer you go, the more sugar you need. Mm-hmm. And this is something that really, it's a complete reversal of everything that is healthy about the human body, which illustrates the fact that competition is not really actually a healthy thing in many ways for a human body. Also an unpopular opinion. It's just not.
No.
Nothing natural about it. Like, yeah. How did we evolve? Like, what is threshold? Remember, Marathon died. He died when he got to the city at the end of his marathon. He keeled over from exhaustion. So how smart are we?